This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday night. Man, the week is crawling by. I was so magnificent last night that I couldn't help but feel like that was 2 days worth of shows, Chris. Maybe we should have just played a repeat. I don't know. Look, I got Daniel Turner coming up about 30 minutes from now. He's going to make us smarter about energy, Biden, Saudi Arabia. I want to know more, to be frank. This is going to sound so nerdy and boring, but I don't care. I'm fascinated by it. I want to know more how a power grid works everywhere. And I want to know that because, shut up, Chris, you're the nerd. I want to know that because I continue to see these headlines about strains on the power grid, and the power grid is overwhelmed, and the power grid, it's too much. Okay, I want to understand more. I want to be smarter. I'm already smarter than Chris. I want to be smarter than everybody, really. That's really what I want. Before I get to Daniel Turner in a half hour from now, I'm going to get to some emails, but I saw two headlines and just, wow. The first one, I want to give credit to Zero Hedge for this. The University of Delaware continues to fight to shield Biden documents from public review. Okay, I'm going to read from this here in just a second, but I do want to make sure we all remember. Do you remember Obama's transcripts? Or lack thereof? Do you remember how the communists were so purposeful and so smart about sealing off so many things about Barack Obama's background? Why does this continue to happen with Democrats all the time? Anyway, we've previously discussed these documents and their potential significance to inquiries ranging from sexual harassment complaints to foreign dealings. The university insists that so long as it does not use public funds for the maintenance of the Biden documents, it is immune from the federal or from the Freedom of Information Act. By using private funds, it's arguing it can keep the material locked away from public review. A Superior Court decision held that the papers were not subject to FOIA based on dismissive and clearly inadequate filings by the university. Supreme Court specifically found the earlier representations of FOIA coordinator to be insufficient under the law. All this is a long way of saying the University of Delaware has a lot of information, a lot of material on Joe Biden. Why are they so adamant about keeping it secret? I'm sorry, I have to ask the question. What's in those documents? It can't be, you got a C in biology. Any politician with half a brain would know you'd want to publicize that. It'd make you look more like an everyman. Yeah, biology sucked. Woohoo! Go Chiefs! You know, something like that. It'd make you look like Joe Schmo. So, what is in there? What was in Obama's? What's in these backgrounds of all these senators and presidents? What's in there that looks so bad? Pause on that. We'll come back to that in a moment. Because there's another thing that really, really caught my eye. You have a computer? Have you ever had a computer? Of course you do, right? Now, I'm not talking about laptops. So that probably discounts everybody under the age of 25. Because, Michael, have you ever had a desktop computer ever in your life? I have. Idiot, have you? You have to? Okay, Michael. Okay, so maybe young people still have desktop computers. I wasn't sure. Okay, so let me ask you something. Michael, Chris, have you ever lost one? Never lost one, huh? In fact, you're looking at me right now like I'm stupid. Look, I agree. I've never lost one either. They're kind of big and cumbersome. If you're watching right now on the simulcast, remember you can watch me do my show on thefirsttv.com/Jesse. You can sign up and watch the simulcast. If you're watching right now, you'll see I have a big desktop computer sitting right here beside me. Gosh, it seems pretty big. I don't know how I would lose it. How does that happen? You've probably never lost one. Maybe you sold one. Maybe you broke one, but you've never lost one. Okay. Here's a headline. The FBI keeps losing desktop computers. The FBI lost over 200 desktop computers, multiple pieces of body armor, and night vision scopes over a six-month period last year. The Federal Bureau of Investigation lost 200 desktop computers in 6 months? Oh, I'll keep going on. The lost computers potentially present a cybersecurity risk if the machines and their contents were not properly secured. Oh, you think an FBI computer disappearing, getting up and walking out of the office, you think that might be a cybersecurity risk? The FBI records stretch from July to December of 2021. The columns include an item description, the location the item came from, such as Washington, D.C. or Quantico, Virginia, and the suspected status of the item, such as whether it was lost, stolen, missing, or damaged or destroyed. The over 200 figure was sourced from counting items marked FBI documents as computer desktop. Now, it doesn't go on to explain what's in here. It details, quote, gross negligence, inattention to detail, so on and so forth. But let's all be honest. We don't have to beat around the bush about what we're thinking here. We're all grown adults. Who at the FBI is destroying evidence of FBI malfeasance, A, or B? Who at the Federal Bureau of Investigation is taking computers with critical national security information on them and selling them to China or Russia? Because one of those two things is happening. Chris and Michael, they're both idiots, and they've never lost a computer. You know I'm stupid. I've never lost one. I've had 1,000 of them. The Federal Bureau of Investigation losing over 200 of them in a six-month period of time tells me there is a massive criminal enterprise going on within the walls of the America's federal law enforcement arm, and maybe, just maybe, that's something somebody should be looking into. Now, don't get me wrong. I certainly don't want to interrupt you investigating a garage pull string at NASCAR, and I don't want to interrupt the counterterrorism meetings where you're discussing why Susie Homemaker shouldn't be getting so loud at school board meetings. I don't want to step on any toes, FBI. Lord knows there are other governor assassination kidnapping plots you could set up like you did in Michigan, and Lord knows there are other Capitol riots you could infiltrate and instigate just like you did on January 6th. I see you, FBI. I know exactly what you're doing, so I certainly don't want to interrupt the important duty of the FBI or to tackle that dangerous white supremacy, even though nobody in this country's ever met one in about 50 years. I certainly don't want to step on any toes, but maybe, just maybe, we could conduct a counterintelligence operation and figure out who's destroying evidence to the tune of 200 plus desktop computers. Do you think that may be something that would be important? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to get out of line here. But if I have a federal law enforcement arm that is now a weaponized law enforcement arm, weaponized on behalf of the Democratic Party, aimed solely at the enemies of the Democratic Party, and they're either A, spying for China, or B, covering up evidence of their own crimes, and Lord knows there are lots of them within the border, within the walls of the FBI, I kind of think that's a really, really big deal. Don't you? Remember, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Historically, when you look at all of history's monsters, and if I were to tell you to pick out the monsters, I know you'd be Stalin or Hitler or Mao or somebody like that. Why? Because they killed a lot of people.
How many people do you think Hitler killed? Probably about zero. You know, Hitler had his federal law enforcement arm do most of that killing for him. And his military do most of that killing for him. How many people did Stalin personally kill? Well, a bunch, because Stalin was a murderer. But Stalin had the NKVD, the precursor to the KGB, do most of that killing for him. Mao had his Red Guard do that killing for him. There's nothing, nothing more dangerous than a federal law enforcement arm that is this compromised. Nothing. Gird your loins, people, and lock down. Hey, look out for yourself. In your family, I'm increasingly convinced we are not going to have anybody to call when the beep hits the fan. Hey, fellas, go get yourself a male vitality stack from Chalk. Ladies, get a female vitality stack, please. In fact, don't stop there. Look around. Look at all the natural herbal supplements you'll see at chok.com. Not chemical medical filth. I'm talking natural things that'll make you stronger and better and healthier, because Lord knows we are going to need it here in the future. We are in some bad shape out here. Go to chok.com and use the code Jesse, because that gets you 35% off the whole freaking store. chok.com, code Jesse. Male vitality stack. Female vitality stack. Get those dark chocolate cacao or cocoa balls or whatever. I don't know what they are. The wife loves them. She puts them in these superfood smoothies, and they actually are really good. But go. CHOQ.com, code Jesse.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and you know what you need? You know what you need with a tequila sunrise? You need a Buenos Tardes.
Buenos Tardes.
That's what you need, Chris. Jill and I, if you're not excited at this point in time, then I don't know what to tell you. Look, it's a big deal. Why is Joe Biden's background sealed so we can't understand it? Why was Barack Obama's? Why is the Federal Bureau of Investigation getting rid of 200 desktop computers? These are big things we need to be talking about more and more. Remember, we have Daniel Turner coming on. He's going to teach us about power grids about 10 minutes from now. Joe Biden in Saudi Arabia. Why is Texas having a strained power grid? Texas has all kinds of oil. What's going on there? We're going to talk to Daniel Turner about all that and much more. But remember, you can email my show, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, everything is welcome there. I may end up taking phone calls later on in the show too, but let's get to some emails. I've been neglectful. Uncle Jesse, got a call last night that one of my hometown friends blacked out and went into cardiac arrest training for a triathlon. He has a strict diet and exercise regimen and is built like Adonis, kind of like me, Chris. Me and Denzel with our symmetrical faces and our Adonis-like bodies. Anyway, to nobody's surprise, he got the initial vaccine and the first booster. He turned 26 in June. I'm afraid we're going to have to continue to see spiking cardiac incidents among people who would otherwise be normally healthy. Do not let people forget the experiments they are performing on us. Look, you take what you want to take. You do what you want to do. I've been very honest about my decision-making in that. And why I chose not to. But I'm not passing judgment on you. Maybe you were scared. Maybe your job made you do it. I'm not passing any judgment at all. But I will say this. Maybe telling already corrupt pharmaceutical companies that they can be released from all liability if they just rush something to market and then paying them with taxpayer money to do so, maybe that wasn't the best call in the end. Oh, I don't know. Just little things like something that's editing your DNA.
Tell us a little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
Wow. And so in simple terms, what does that mean, Dr. Bartlett?
Basically, there's an enzyme that can take that messenger RNA
vaccine information and put it into the DNA of the person, into their DNA. And we were told that could not happen. So this is in a lab, but it's showing that the you remember the vaccine is messenger RNA.
Yeah.
And we were told that that messenger RNA could not go into your DNA, but this is showing that in a lab it can.
And so what happens when it does, Dr. Gold?
Well, can I answer slightly different than your question?
Yeah.
Because there's actually federal law that you cannot discriminate against people for genetic discriminations. I forgot the acronym. I think it's GINA, G-I-N-A.
GINA,
right? So this now opens the door to saying that if you're not allowing somebody in who chose not to get the shot, that you're actually engaging in genetic discrimination. So I think there's this Sweden study, I think, opens the door to a new type of lawsuit.
Maybe that didn't turn out to be the smartest thing in the world, right? Golly, what a disaster. Hey, JK, quick shout out on your burger recipe. Just a reminder for you new listeners. Don't shake your head, Chris. I make the greatest cheeseburgers on the planet, and that's not me just being an idiot. They really are the greatest thing ever. He said he had a small party of over 20 over the weekend, barbecued all the normal brats, hot dogs, kebabs, but the showstopper was your burger recipe. I made 3 pounds of patties using your ingredients, had people begging for the recipe. So good. Thanks for all you do and keep fighting the good fight. Chris, it does occur to me that my legacy is going to end up being the cheeseburger recipe. Long after I'm done, 100 years from now, people will be eating Jesse Kelly burgers and they won't remember any of the other great things we provided to American society.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
It's not a bad idea at all. Chris asked me, during the middle of that wonderful song, Chris asked me if I would put Fritos on the Jesse Kelly burger. I'm not encouraging it. The burger certainly doesn't need it, but I wouldn't be mad at you for it. I will tell you, I always make a couple extra patties because I like to have my burgers for breakfast the next morning after I have them for dinner that night. I fry up an egg and throw them on a Jesse Kelly burger. All of a sudden, boom, now it's a breakfast sandwich. In your face, Chris. In your face. Oh, gosh. All right. Real quickly, before I move on to these emails, I should probably wait on this because I have a lot I need to say on it. But words, they use words all the time. Politicians do words that don't mean anything. I forget who it was. I think it was Kissinger who said something like support our troops. Doesn't actually mean anything, but you can get people to repeat it endlessly and end up having a religious devotion to it. You remember when Biden said this?
What I would say is I'm going to shut down the virus, not the country. I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus. I'll shut down the virus, not the economy.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
Once we shut down the virus, I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
Yeah, more people have died from COVID under Biden than died under Trump. That's one. But two, I was thinking about that. I know that sounds old, but shut down the virus. What does that mean? Doesn't mean anything, right? And I was thinking about it because I was having a conversation with my son the other day. And don't get me wrong, I'm not raising a couple lefties, but one of them brought up something about eco-friendly. And I thought this would be a good parenting moment. I said, eco-friendly, what's that? He said, eco-friendly. I said, no, I heard what you said. What does that mean? Environmentally friendly. I said, oh, okay. Well, what's that mean? And you could see the wheels turning in his head. Remember, the communist is always mastering language to adjust how people think and adjust what people do and not wanting them to stop and think and talk about it. How many things do you and me too, I'm just as guilty, I'm sure. How many things do we go along with that we've never stopped and looked around and thought to ourselves, wait, what does that mean? That has no meaning whatsoever. It means whatever the person's saying it wants it to mean, and that's a very dangerous thing, is it not? All right, my friend Daniel Turner with Power of the Future is going to join us. He's an energy expert. I want to understand, one, Joe Biden in Saudi Arabia, two, How do energy grids work? Because we're all hearing about our energy grids being strained. What does that mean? Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and remember, I promised I would, and I will. I'll take some calls, finally, after I'm done talking to Daniel Turner. You can call in 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. But joining me now with Power of the Future, Daniel Turner is going to answer some very stupid questions that I have because I want to know how things work. First, Daniel, Joe Biden's going to Saudi Arabia to ask them for more oil. Obviously, that sounds bad, but is that a normal thing? Do we normally just say, hey, could you guys give us more stuff?
I mean, we did back in the day when OPEC called the shots, right? We've been talking about energy independence since the Nixon administration. And for the first time in 2018, 2019, we actually had energy independence, and we've given it up. So, yeah, we have gone begging to the Saudis and to OPEC Plus before for oil when we have felt the crunch. It doesn't have to be this way, but we're back.
Okay. We are sitting on a mountain of oil ourselves, right? Between shale and everything else. We are sitting on unending supplies of it right here at home, correct?
Absolutely. Between Alaska, continental America, offshore, we have hundreds of years of oil, gas, and coal. There's no reason for us to go anywhere in the world looking for it.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought. Now, Daniel, I sent you a link this morning about Texas, of all places, being concerned about their power grid being strained. Now, I'm no power expert like you are, and I'm sure the people listening aren't power experts, but when they think about Texas, they think about endless oil and gas, correct? Why would Texas's power grid be strained? What's going on?
Yeah, and this is an example where the green movement really is bipartisan stupidity. And if anyone ever thinks I'm a partisan, right? If I'm doing this because I'm a conservative, I'm a devout Republican, well, this proves that this is all a bunch of nonsense because it is Republicans in the great state of Texas who have fallen for the green lies. And you have for decades. And for decades, the green movement has convinced your governor, your elected officials that, you know what, we really need to transition to wind and solar. We can't keep doing this oil stuff. We can't keep doing natural gas. We have to transition. And little by little, Texas started scooping up land. And you'd love to know who owned that land, right? Who got those contracts, but dedicated hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres to wind farms. You have spent, the great state of Texas has spent $66 billion, billion with a B, $66 billion to put up wind turbines all over the state. And yet, right now, it's only running at about 15% capacity. So of what's the 85% of 66 billion? Rough in my head, we're at 50 billion. $50 billion right now is just sitting there on the field, doing absolutely nothing. And anytime these green people tell you we need to invest in clean energy, besides the fact that it's not clean, you need to invest. Well, there's your investment, Texas. You got $50 billion of technology just sitting there. Why? Because the wind is not blowing. I don't know why it's not blowing, Jesse. It should be blowing, but it's not. And therefore, the grid is weak.
Okay. So beyond wind, okay, so obviously wind kind of sucks because sometimes the wind doesn't blow. What about solar? We hear so much about solar. I can personally testify living in Houston. Believe me, Daniel, the sun is shining. I swear the sun is shining. So why aren't we all running the whole state of Texas, in fact, the whole world, on solar panels?
I'd love to run the whole world on solar panel if it worked consistently. But there is such a thing called night. And as far as I know, most people in Texas are not turning off their air conditioner at night, right? So your electric consumption is still pretty much the same. It dips a little bit, right? Because you're not running your TV and you don't have as many lights on, but you got the AC going. In fact, if you have a Tesla, when are you charging it, right? We're charging it at nighttime once you get home. You get back from work, you plug it in. So if we keep buying electric vehicles, we're going to be using more electricity at nighttime. So, but solar's not doing anything because it's dark. So what's the delta? Right, the electric grid has to run at a constant. If you, anyone who took shop or who remembers this from physics, right, the electricity has to be constant. If it wavers, it falters. Right, so how do you maintain a constant grid if you have no idea how hard the wind is blowing or how bright the sun is going? I can predict how much coal electricity Texas can generate tomorrow. I can predict how much wind and solar is going to be produced tomorrow, because I don't know what the heck the wind and the sun are going to do. And so these are the games of stupid people. This is all childhood dreams, saying we're going to run the grid on wind and solar. And just ask anyone from Texas. I know you're kind of a newish Texan, Jesse, but ask anyone who's been there for generations. Did your grandparents ever get a message from the governor saying, hey, folks, don't do laundry from 2 to 8 p.m. Hey, folks, you know, if you could turn off your air conditioner, that's good. This is Texas. It's the energy capital of the world, and you're telling people not to use their washing machine? This is progress? Holy cow, if this is progress, I don't want it.
Speaking with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. Daniel, okay, so Texas has a crappy GOP. That's not exactly news. One of our senators is John Cornyn. Our Governor Greg Abbott was happy to lock down this state like so many other COVID tyrants, on and on and on without end. Is there a red state out there that maybe does energy right? Is there a red state out there that just warms Daniel Turner's cold heart when he looks at their energy policy?
Not in particular, right? I mean, I think Florida does it very, very well.
Of course.
There's a lot of pressure to embrace solar, and there's a lot of pressure from the federal government to start putting up wind turbines, right? So they're putting out these huge subsidies, these huge candy bars that are waving in front of governors. The Virginia is falling for it. We're going to start putting up huge wind turbines off the coast of Virginia. Is it going to work? Maybe. You know, I don't know. But you know what always works? Coal. Right? Coal always works. Natural gas always works. But again, it's Republicans who have fallen for this lie that fossil fuels are bad. And that's why I said this. If Texas Republicans can believe in their heart, you know what? We probably should transition to wind and solar. Well, then we're doomed. Because I'll tell you this, Jesse, you know who's not falling for wind and solar is China. They are building coal plants. Now, they don't do coal the way we do. And they don't do it clean, and they don't do it conscientiously for the environment. But they are building coal factories because they're not going to joke around, right? They have the world's manufacturing hub. They're stealing jobs from Iowa to build a factory in China. They're not going to let that factory go down. This is how they're dominating the world. So, you know, we're building wind, we're putting up wind and solar. They're all made in China, and they're made in coal-fired plants. So how is the logic of China saying, you know what, these dumb Americans want solar panels, we better put up more coal factories? And that's what we're doing. It's just all a bunch of lies. The Green Movement's one huge lie.
Daniel Turner, Power of the Future, thank you for coming on, making us smarter again, my man. I appreciate you.
Wish I had better news for you, Jesse, but always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, boss. Boy, I was really hoping for more of a bright, sunny answer when it came to individual states, right? But I'm telling you, look, I'll tell you right now, I see Republicans when it's campaign season all the time. In Texas, I see Republicans running ads talking about we can reduce our carbon. The second you see your Republican talk about reducing his carbon, you know you're dealing with a sellout who's already given the game to the other side. All right, I'm going to take some phone calls about anything, whatever, tonight. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Bonus points if you're not calling me on a phone that is from one of these cell phone companies that hates me. I don't like talking on cell phone services that despise me. Do you enjoy that? Do you remember Pride Month? I want you to go look up T-Mobile Pride Month right now. Do an internet search. T-Mobile Pride Month. Verizon Pride Month. AT&T Pride Month. Make you feel good to fund all that? I used to. It makes me feel gross to this day knowing I did. I don't anymore. I have Pure Talk, the patriotic company. The one, their CEO is a Vietnam veteran, fought for this country in Vietnam. They love America so much. Their customer service is based in America and staffed with Americans. How pleasant it is to get a hold of customer service and talk to someone who speaks English. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It'll save you an additional 50% off your first month on top of the $900 a year the average family saves. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and yes, Van Halen's still overrated. I'm sorry, Chris. Look, I've tried to explain this 1,000 times, my thoughts on Van Halen, and no, yeah, they're okay. That's all they are, Chris. Chris, they're not more than okay, but people act like they're so much more than okay when they're just average. They're just okay. How many Van Halen songs come on, and you're like, yeah, Van Halen, this is the best? None. There are 1,000 Metallica songs like that. CCR, Beach Boys, even better, Chris, Beach Boys. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, remember this. Remember, I talk a lot, and I've been talking a lot about we have to take care of ourselves more and more now, become more insular. And I'm not saying we need to become more selfish. That's really genuinely not what I'm saying. I'm saying when things are so nutso out there, and everything's going to crap around us, and the powers that be are destroying everything on purpose, we can feel, I don't know about you, I can feel so helpless, surrounded and overwhelmed and helpless. Oh, they're screwing up this, they're screwing up that, they're screwing up this, they're screwing up that. It can be too much. All we can do is care for ourselves. Me, I'm going to take better care of my body. I'm going to be in better shape. I'm going to make sure I have supplies when I need supplies. I'm never going to stop talking to you about this. I'm going to make sure I have a reserve of supplies. I'm going to make sure I am a better shot. It's just a critical part. That's why I talk about Mantis X all the time, because it allows me to practice becoming that better shot in my house. You can't become a better shot without practice. It's not humanly possible. And maybe you're already a great shot. Those are perishable skills. A Mantis X system lets you practice in your home. If a year from now, you and me, we're both in better shape, we have more backup supplies, and we're better shot with our weapon, even if we don't need any of those skills, what have we lost? Nothing. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. Practice inside your home without firing a shot. You'll get better. MantisX.com. All right? All right. Now, do have to get on something really important here. Dave in Denver, go.
Yeah, Airborne, first of all. And second of all, the most expensive fries are in New York City, Bell Fries, if you saw that food fight. I think it's going to cost those three girls probably, what, $100,000 in restitution?
I do believe you are correct. Look, being stupid should be expensive. It should be expensive because the only way to get smart when you're stupid is for you to feel stupid. When stupid people feel stupid, they get smart. Did I ever tell you about the time I switched our security company? Oh, gosh. I'll get to these phones in just a second. 877-377-4373. I don't know what I was thinking. I was working construction. The wife and I were newly married. We don't have any money. But we do have a house, right? We took everything we had. We bought a house, and we had a security system that came with the house. All right, so we had this security system, signed a contract. We're fine. Wanted to be secure. I've always had them. And somebody shows up the door one day, and I think I was tired from work or whatever the case may be, and I thought he was with the security company I already had offering me security upgrades. And for some reason, I know you're shaking your head. I'm stupid, okay? I'm trying to help you learn from my stupidity. Before you know it, I've welcomed him into my home. I'm getting these new panels put in that I like better and everything else. And we start getting phone calls from the security company I did have saying, did you just break our contract? We just got word that our contract's been terminated and you signed with so-and-so. Oh, yeah. I think it costs like $1,000 to break the contract I had and sign on with a new security company. Do you have any idea how stupid I felt in that moment? Have I ever made a mistake like that again in my life? No, I have not, because I sat there and I waded in my own stupid. It's important to wade in your own stupid and drown in your own stupid, and that way you can feel smart. It helps. Bob, go. And Bob in Colorado, go.
Yeah, Jesse. What we need is us conservatives need a place like a website to go where the truth is told, like how many executive orders did Biden sign, what's really going on in Congress, who voted for what. We all want to fight the fight, but it's got to be a grassroots movement. And so I was wondering if people like you could help get something like that organized, where we can just go onto a website and find out the real truth so we're able to talk to our Democratic friends and be able to speak the truth to them.
It's not a terrible idea. I would argue some people would argue that they're already doing that. Some people would say that they already have that website. I have this website or I have that website out there. The problem with it is this. You and I are always going to be educated enough on the issues. I know that because you're sitting here listening to the sound of my voice. You could be listening to jazz music, which sucks right now. You could be listening to jazz right now. You could be listening to a random podcast. You could be listening to nothing. You sought out conservative talk radio. You're always going to be boned up on the issues. The problem we have now isn't that we don't have a website to get us boned up on the issues. The problem is you have to be borderline obsessed, like you probably are, with the news of the day in order to have any access to the truth at all. Do you have any idea how many people in the United States of America right now, do you have any idea how many of those people genuinely believe that a mask stops the spread of coronavirus? Half the country? Even if it's not half. Let's say it's 30, 40%. You're telling me 100 million people believe not just a lie, one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my entire life. They believe that? Now, that was just one example. I could use endless examples of outright lies people believe, but not just card-carrying Democrats here. Unless you're like you, where you seek out information, unless you're like you, you have no chance to ever be introduced to the truth. None. That is our battle. That really is our battle. Carrying the truth to people who genuinely would agree with us if they cared enough to look into it. Carrying the truth to them and dropping it on their laps. Hey, did you hear blank? I'm at these neighborhood parties all the time, right? I go to all kinds of parties in my neighborhood. We're a very, very close neighborhood. Every neighbor looks out for each other, looks out for everyone's kids. And we always end up at some event, a July 4th party. Hey, we're boiling crawfish. We're making steaks. So-and-so has a birthday. And every weekend, we're at sometimes multiple of these things. And most of these people are not political. But some of them are kind of political. Almost all are on the right. You know how many basic facts I could tell you that you would roll your eyes and say, well, yeah, Jesse, I know. Everyone knows. But that they are shocked at when I tell them. And these are smart people. Successful people, people on our side. If you don't actively seek out the truth, you live in a world of lies now. That's because we have a corrupt system built entirely on lies. Oh, there on that bright sunny note. I am going to get to more of those calls because those have been awesome.
877-377-4373. Keep those up, and I'll keep going to you. And we have to make fun of LeBron James. That's fun. Hang on. Pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego,
baby. You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.